You see this person pull up, and you can tell that he's already gone. Might smell their body odor, might smell weed on them, alcohol on them. They jittery as fuck, wiping their nose, pacing back and forth. Call you. 2 minutes later, they text you, where you at, where you at, where you at. For me, this person was a parallax image. I bet you didn't see this one coming, but yes, I was a drug dealer at a couple of points in my life. I can't find my lighter, so I'm using matches. I didn't see it coming either. I was about 19 years old. I was staying in my mom's house. I just started a somewhat decent job. Coming in the door, I wasn't making enough an hour to keep up with everything. So I think I was just conformed to what you're supposed to do to make some extra money fast. So I started selling drugs. I grew up in a decent household. I wasn't around drugs. Everything that I know about drugs was from those health videos in class and TV and music. That's all I knew. So I decided to be lazy and try to go the fast route instead of just sticking to what I know best, which was making an honest living. So I decided I was going to sell some weed. Not knowing a goddamn thing about dealing drugs. I didn't know a drug dealer. I wasn't on drugs. And I was like, shit, how you gonna sell weed? So, I started thinking, I was like, well, shit, man, this bill's coming in. I'm making goddamn $300 a week. Like, fuck. Like, shit, okay, so what's weed? I was like, well, I know this. It's a goddamn plant. So, I decided to order some seeds offline. I got hustled the first go around because they were male seeds. That was like a couple of months of trial and error. Like, what's happening? What's happening? Like, why is not budding? So, I did some more research and, I got it together, ordered some more seeds, and I decided to go to Home Depot, and I got everything I needed for my first grow. I wish I could take this decision back. But fuck it. Don't really matter now. So I started in the spare room of the house inside the closet. I set up everything and, you know, I had my light cycles going and it's like it's your baby. Like, you take care of it. You fucking talk to it and everything. Like, like this is, this is something that I have to nurture. couple months went by. Everything went according to plan. So, I didn't have, all of my business skills back then were subconscious. I guess it was somewhat of a natural trait for me. Now that I'm older and I think back on some of the shit that I did to make money. I didn't know how I didn't know how to market it. Like, okay, what I'm gonna, all right, now I need to get off this shit. So, I was like, well, shit. People drink liquor, they might smoke weed too. So I went to the corner store and I tried just standing out there. Like, I thought that's what you're supposed to do. So that's what I did. I just stood out there. And everybody that came in out the store, I told them what I had. And, you know, some people fuck with you, some people don't. Some people ignore you. And that first dollar you make, like, it's like, damn, like, that shit's a feeling that's jubilant, like, that feeling, like, it's hard to explain. You gotta know what I'm talking about. Like, you make your own dollar, it's different than a paycheck. So, and then a couple hours went by, I'm still out there, and then all of a sudden, I had my goddamn paycheck in my hand. So I was like, all right, this is what I'm going to do. But I still had some sense, though. I still went to work and shit. You know, like, I wasn't straight up trapping. But yeah, I still went to work. And then I started selling the doers at work because I did the corner store thing for that day. And then the second day I went to the liquor store around the corner in East Point, Georgia. And I guess this was like more of a known spot. I saw a couple other guys out there. I mind my own business and everything. I don't know if they was doing what I was doing or not, or they was just loitering, but I guess this spot was kind of hot. It's one of those locations where you can tell the store owner has lost control of everything around the store because of the area that it's in. Like, it's, so I saw East Point police circling around. I'm like, oh shit, fuck this. I grabbed my shit. I got the fuck on. I was like, oh no. So I guess that was, Blunt Street Smarts. So after that, I went full time at work. And, it wasn't as fast as it was when I was standing out there on the street. So, but I still had a paycheck coming in, and my ultimate goal was just to be able to live comfortable, you know, have some money in my pocket and pay bills. Just try to have that basic standard of life. So I was like, okay, I guess we'll sit right here for a minute until something else come along better. And that went on for a couple of months. One day my mom decided to come over unannounced and she found my plants. By this time, I got kind of good at cultivating. She found the ones that I had in the spare room on my light cycle. I had a couple of plants in the crawl space of the house that was curing. So she done found those. I'm glad she probably would have flipped. Whatever. She still flipped on the one she found because I ended up getting kicked out of the house for that. So now I'm out here, like, just me against the world now. So shit, I got a rooming house in a fucked up part of town. It's like $65 a week. That shit was so traumatizing. Like, I never experienced no shit like that before. So I started, okay, I was like, shit, I'm gonna go to the gas station, just try to get off some weed. And then I had a couple of the plants. Some of them I trashed. The ones that were curing, I bagged those up and I took them with me. And I sold the last batch to my roommates. And then about an ounce or two at the corner store around the corner in that fucked up neighborhood. Shit. So I decided to just lay low. I got a yearly raise at my job, so that was cool. So I was like, well, shit, man, I really ain't about that life. You know, I was just doing what I had to do with no other options. Just being lazy, you know, you're always going to have options, but that's what I did. And I really didn't like that situation I was in. I didn't like the living conditions. I didn't like my roommates. I just was trying to get the fuck out of there. So I was like, well, shit, I'm gonna pick this shit back up. I'm gonna stack some money up and I'm gonna get me an apartment. One day after work, I worked the third shift. So I was home like around, let's say about 10 or 12 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, I was watching this guy outside, and he was selling crack. And I never saw someone sell crack before. Like I said, I grew up in a decent household. So I watched him for about an hour, and I was like, okay. I was basically teaching myself, because when I was at the gas station, everyone didn't fuck with me because I look out of place. I talk out of place. I didn't have that stereotype drug dealer type aroma. It really, some people did get some though, but that gas station was a fail. So I was watching the dude sell crack, and I was like, okay, he didn't keep it on him. He kind of stashed it like 20, 30, 40 feet away from him and shit. People pulled up. He went and got it, and then he served them. They drove off, and then he might move the stash around and shit. And I was like, damn, man, this dude got a crazy ass system. And he was standing on it was a four-way intersection, so. And how the street was positioned, like, you can see from afar each four-way. Like, you can see cars coming up like a mile. You can see about a mile away from each way. So, like, if the police did pull up, like, he had more than enough time to get the fuck on. So it was a good spot. So I was like, well, shit, man. And I don't know how much he was making, but it had to be a decent living. I know that, because, like, this dude had a drive through. Like, it was crazy. They was just in and out, each way. So, man, I don't really want to discuss how I ended up with some cocaine, but I ended up with some cocaine. I didn't know too much about cocaine at all. So I was like, shit. I got a half a gram from it. And then I was trying to cook it and I fucked it up. That shit was all mushy and shit. It wouldn't lock up. I was like, man, fuck. I was like, man, it's some fucked up shit. He fucked me over. And I was online doing some research and shit. And then I was like, because I thought he fucked me over because it wouldn't lock up. So I was looking at ways to test it. You know, it's got all type of variety of ways to test it and shit. You burn it. And some more ways, but I read the best way to do it is to taste it. So I was like, well, shit. I'm like, man, fuck it then, you know? So there I go, man. I took my first hit of cocaine, and I wish I could take that decision away. That shit lasted for goddamn 11 years. Yeah, that didn't work out too well because now I'm a goddamn addict. So, I started fucking around snorting dope and shit, man. You know, I know you, there's plenty of shit online. You probably done looked at some other drug users. Oh, it's the best thing. It's the best, all that shit, just fucking glorifying it. I'm not going to do that because it's not worth it. It really is not. It's not at all. So I'm not going to talk about what it feels like. It's hell. That's what it feels like. So I started spending most of my extra money, shit, you know, the early stages of addiction. And, it's a guy that I went to school with. I called him up. I was like, man, I need to buy some weed. And, he plugged me into some people on the west side. And, I started reeing up from his cousin. I took it back to the neighborhood. And I just started supplying all my roommates and shit. And by this time, I had everybody knew who I was in the fucked up area. So people were more comfortable with me. So I started making some more money. The same amount of money that I was making selling out my mom's house. It just progressed from there. Yep, just to make a long story short, I ended up in a better area. It was another roommate house, though. I didn't hit my goal for the apartment because I was putting my money up my nose. So, but this roommate house was more chill. You know, my roommates were older and more respectful. The house was clean and everything. I was somewhat comfortable, you know. But I was still trying to sell dope for some dumbass reason. And I started selling weed and coke at my job. I met a new supervisor at my job, and he was like, one day I approached him. He was like, man, I'm tired. And I was just joking. I was like, shit, I got something that'll pick you up real quick. And then he looked at me. He was like, I don't want no crack. I was like, shit, I know what you want. I was just joking, but this shit turned serious real quick. So he gave me his number and shit. And he said, you know, we ain't gonna do nothing at the job, just to keep everything on the low, because he was a supervisor, so he had to be professional. So he was a very, very good client. Easy $150 every time I saw him. Like, it was, and then, and this was backlashing on me because, shit, I'm making money and I'm getting high for free now. And then I got some more people at my job that were snorting coke too. And I still had my potheads. Like, I was like, oh shit, here we go again. And I was still going to work too. So I was okay, you know. I was like, well, shit, all right, now we're going, I need to stay focused, man. You gotta get your own spot, get your own spot. And, so I didn't have too many clients for the coke. The supervisor was my main one, and I had like two other dudes at work. Everybody else was smoking. And I wasn't on the street no more, so the smoke money was slow. I still paid my small bills, and they paid my rent too, but what I didn't realize what was happening to me, because me with my own habit, I could have got myself out of the situation I was in to better myself, but I didn't, because I was putting my own supply up my goddamn face. Like, that's like a cardinal rule, you know, don't get high on your own supply. But I didn't give a fuck. Like, I was just, shit, like, fuck it, man. I'm getting kind of cocky and shit. Like, shit, I'm a dope boy, you know? Like, yeah. The fuck up. But yeah, my supervisor is my main client. One day he came over, he got his last batch from me. He's like, man, I'm moving to South Africa. In my head, I was like, fuck. Really, I was like, oh, for real? Like, yeah, man. Some chick he met, shit, and she lived there. So he's going to move with her in South Africa. Now I was like, man, you know anybody that snort coke, man? You got anybody you could put me on to? He was like, nah, but he said, always go to the white boys. What the fuck? I was like, okay. And I lived in a predominantly black neighborhood. So, and this, the new spot that I was in, it wasn't no crackheads or nothing around. So, and I really didn't want to be on the street again trying to hustle up some drugs and shit, cause it's too many problems that could come along with that. So I was like, man, fuck, where I'm going to meet white boys. Like, damn. So that was the end of that run. I was still doing a little bit of weed dealing on the side, but I really wasn't consistent because I still was making a paycheck. So I kind of cooled out for another minute. And then the third time I picked it back up, his advice, I put it to work. Yep, shout out to Fashion High Five for the track. This episode is going to need a part two. And within that episode, I'm going to delineate on the lifestyle of a drug dealer. There are more ways to make legitimate money than illegally. So do not let any outside factors change your mind frame on that. Because I've been on both sides of the fence. The economics of drug dealer and drug user, you're just going to end up fucked up. With all things considered, it's the last time. I be in the trap.
I just left the trap. Yeah, and I'm coming back. Where? Right back to the trap. Yeah.
Bullshit. Yep, this is your host Zo for Neurosis Faction, and a board member of Neurosis Faction nonprofit organization. Check us out at neurosisfaction.org. Click the top right tab and navigate our concepts. If you would like to donate, you will help our mission be more effective. Thanks for listening, and you're a good person.